Yeshaya, Parakhsamathwab, Pasuk Chaf, Leilanishmas Avi Mori Pesalov and Avram Nata, wrapping up one of the longest Sifrei Tanakh, an amazing Sefer Yeshaya that we have done, and wrapping up with some very famous psukim that we lane when we lane the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Beiviu es kolachechem mikol hagoyim mincho lahashem. And they will bring, at that time of the great final geula that we have awaited for so long, all of your kinsmen from all of the nations, mincha lahashem, as a tribute to God, basusim, on horses of orechav and on chariots, uvatzabim, in carriages, maybe in big wheels that are going down my driveway right now, uvapiradim, and upon mules, in honored Lexuses, uvakir karos, and with the joyous songs, al har kochi Yerushalayim, upon my holy mountain Yerushalayim, Omar Hashem, Hashem says, kasher yaviu v'nei Yisrael as hamincha b'chli tahor beis Hashem, as the children of Israel bring the offering in a pure keli to the house of God. Now, the faraway nations are bringing the Jewish people themselves as a tribute. Those who have been persecuted, discriminated against, tortured, destroyed, are now honored by the very people who tortured and persecuted us. Imagine a group of modern neo-Nazis bringing Jews to Yerushalayim in honor. Some of them, Farshim, say that this is referring to Jewish people who had assimilated, who might not even be aware that they have the lineage of Kohanim and Leviim as part of their descent. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them to be Kohanim and Leviim in the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds, however, and some of the Mefarshim suggest that it means this, that perhaps from some of the people who are bringing them, I will take Kohanim and Leviim. Some of the non-Jews who are actually assimilated Jews, who are among them, they'll be revealed. Perhaps this is connected to the idea of Eliyahu HaNavi being able to identify and clarify who is whom. So we have Kohanim and Leviim hiding everywhere, and we have no idea, and of course, more important, they have no idea. Chav Beis, Ki Chasher HaShamayim HaChadoshim Be'oretz HaChadoshah. For because as the new heavens and the new earth, Asher Ani Osa, that I am making, Omdim Lefanai, are standing before me, Noam Hashem, Kein Ya'amod Zar Achem V'Shimachem, so too shall your seed and your name will stand. So I am creating an entirely new world here, in the world of the Geula. And you're wondering, how can this be after this long, endless gullus that we have somehow managed to persist and survive and hold on? Just the bare remnant of all the people. They say that the number of Chinese who are descended from a much, much smaller group of ancestors is enormous. We too should be an enormous nation. And yet, Atem HaMe'at Mikol HaAmim, we are the smallest of all of the nations, because so often we end up with an 80% drop-off through assimilation, through, as my Rebbe, Rabbi Yelworth, called it, voluntary kares, that people commit, cutting their lineage off. All of the lost Jews of the diaspora, so long gone, but the Jewish people are going to endure forever. Your name, your offspring, your fame will endure. The heavens and the earth are, quote, new creations of God, and the Jewish people will exist for all time just like them. And now the pasuk, Chaf Gimel, V'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho, and it will be from new month to new month, from new moon to new moon, every month on the new moon. Umide Shabbos v'Shabbato, and every week on the Shabbos, from Sabbath to Sabbath, Yavo Chol Basar L'shtachavos L'fanai Amar Hashem. All flesh will come to bow down before me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neighbors close to Yerushalayim will make a pilgrimage every single week to the Beis HaMikdash and the Holy City. Distant people, a little more distant, will come every month. Very far distant will come at least every year. But everybody is going to come. Everybody, not just Klal Yisrael, says the Radak. In Sefer Zechariah, we read the survivors of the nations who marched on Yerushalayim in ages past are going to come celebrate in Yerushalayim on Chag HaSukkos, which is, by the way, when I am recording this, on Hoshana Rabbah, on the last day of Sukkos. Here is the great Sukkah of gathering and redemption, because the war of Gog Magog takes place during the season of Sukkos. It is the traditional reading on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, of which we do not have a Shabbos Chol Hamoed, this particular Sukkot. And finally, Chaf Dalet, the final pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, V'yatzu v'ra'u, and they will go out, and they will see B'figrei Ho'anoshim Haposhim Bi, the corpses, the bodies. Wow, what a downer of an ending. That's why we repeat the previous pasuk in the Haftorah to end on a happier note. The bodies of all the people who rebelled against me. Ki so latam lo samus. Their worm shall not die. Rashi says the worms that are consuming their flesh won't die. They'll just keep on eating. V'isham lo sichbe, and their fire will not be quenched. V'hayu dera'on l'chol basar. And they will be abhorred by all flesh. They'll be loathsome to all mankind. Because the people who come to prostrate themselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to really pay tribute and honor to Hashem are going to see the bodies of those smitten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside Yerushalayim, including the nations who gathered to fight Hashem's people, ablaze with God's eternal fire and the stench of their burning flesh, and the maggots eating them unharmed by eternal flame. And this sight will be seen every month on the Chodesh and every week on the Shabbos. And everybody is going to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we always repeat Pasuk Chav Gimel, which I will do, V'haya midei Chodesh b'chodesho, midei Shabbos b'shavato, from new moon to new moon, from Shabbos to Shabbos, Yavo chol basar ustach bosvanai amar Hashem. All flesh are going to come to bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge the supremacy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge the constant persistence and ongoing Jewish people. And so here we have now, again, this summary of the entire mission of Yeshayahu, all brought to a conclusion in Perek Samach Vav. Yeshayah's life is brought to a conclusion in a tragic way by his grandson Menashe, who puts him to death. But the message is eternal and lives on and formulates most of the Hatoros that we learn over the course of the year. So Sefer Yeshayah was of tremendous interest and significance to Klal Yisrael and has remained so. And to the nations of the world, as we mentioned in the very beginning in Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, the words are etched on the outside of the UN, cornerstone, the words of Yeshayah. And so there is hope for humanity where Sefer Yeshayah exists. But we go from the highest of highs with the hope of Sefer Yeshayah to some of the lowest of dismal lows in the history of Klal Yisrael as we move on to Sefer Yirmiyahu next. And we will see a lot of what Yeshayah was talking about come to pass in the lifetime of one of the great Nevi'im that we ever had.